This is the Best of the Bean Found Show.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Being Found Show, your terrestrial radio help for being found in a digital online market. I'm going to give you a break here while I fix my microphone. I'm your host, Chauncey Howarth, and this is my other host, Jake.
I am the co-host, yes.
You are the co-host. So the show's all about helping you and your business really gain some traction online. I understand that that can be difficult. Both Jake and I are in the business of doing such. And so we get people calling us, telling us how difficult it is. So
right.
I understand that. And, you know, a lot of people need it. Basically, if you own a business and you're out there and you're not out there, if you're out there but not out there.
If you're out there and not being found where you need to be.
Right.
We're the show for you.
Right. And the question is, you know, if you're not being found, who is? You know, probably your nearest competitor. So, you know, at the beginning of the show here, I figured we'd talk a little bit about the news. It's been kind of a crazy news for tech and business here. You know, the first big thing in the news is there's, as is so often with the news, there is contrasting articles about this topic. And it's basically, this article here is Microsoft calls for regulation on facial recognition software, saying it's just too risky to leave to the tech industry alone, that it's privatized. But on the same side, there are employee protests at Google and Microsoft and Amazon, because I forget which one. I think actually Amazon is talking about selling the technology to the government. That's still my idea. All right, so you know, when you get to the point of marketing and really who you're paying for, you know, in SEO, this is something that we think about a lot, because traffic is important to who you have on your site, because, you know, if you get a bunch of traffic that's not interested, they're just going to bounce out of there and Google's going to say this site didn't help anybody. You know, so targeting specific demographics is something that we definitely pay attention to. A great tool, man. Facebook is definitely in the news for collecting information that people don't want, but if you turn around and you're a business owner, it means that you can use that information to target for ads. And for those of you who don't know, you don't get any personal information from Google. It's very vague, so it's not like you're collecting that stuff. But here we're talking about generations, and my wife has her bachelor's in sociology. She's all about this stuff. She just kind of sucks it up. And she's reading me this article the other day about Generation Z as we're talking about our kids. And Generation Z is really the newest generation that's entering the workforce. You know, everybody thinks it's millennials. But so Generation Z is born in or after 1995, so they wouldn't be any older than 23 right now. A millennial is a person reaching young adulthood in the early 21st century. So you could be born in 1980 and you'd be a millennial, because you'd be 20 at the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is what I'm, this is a hot topic around my group of friends. They'll just be all like, oh, that's not a millennial. This is a millennial. It's like, it's like the discussion about, like, where does Northern California start?
Right. Right.
You know, is San Francisco Northern California?
Depends on
what about San Jose? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so millennials, that millennials are digital natives, where Generation Z is really what's now kind of a cloud native. So a digital native grew up with the internet, grew up in the digital age. These new people are growing up in a world of the digital age, but with the cloud. For those of you who don't know what the cloud is, good luck. Have lots of discussions with family members trying to explain to them what the cloud is, and it's really not that hard. What the cloud is you remember before when you download an MP3 or something and you had it on your phone? That's not the cloud. When you download an MP3 and it's now stored on your Google Drive and you can listen to it from any device, that's the cloud. It basically means that your information is stored somewhere that you can get it from any device by going online.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. So I found a lot of these statistics really, really sort of interesting. So most, I don't know. There's just so much trash talk about millennials, so I'm not really sure how to, you know, address it. But I don't think millennials deserve all the trash that they get because this is their world. You know, we're everybody can talk about how, like, this, that, and the other thing sucks, but I'm going to be dead someday, and the world's going to be full of millennials. You know, so we kind of got to give them a break here.
I should say thank you. I'm quite clearly a millennial, no matter which way you shake it.
You're a millennial?
Oh, yeah. 85.
85, you yeah. are a millennial.
Yep.
Oh, man.
I know.
So you appreciate these things I'm saying about you, Jake?
Well, you know, I appreciate the fact that you don't outright dislike me. I am
Generation X, which is like straight up the snarkiest, rudest, most dissatisfied of generations. But we'll get into that on a different show. So yeah. Here's the difference between Generation Z and millennials. Run it down. Think about these things. When you're marketing, you know, I'm not saying think about it just to market towards Generation Z. You know, you'd have to have a pretty specific product set to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking about your demographics while doing that. So Generation Z and millennials, the average hours a week that Gen Z uses a smartphone is 15.4 and millennials is 14.8. So a little bit more for Generation Z.
Mm-hmm.
The average time on a desktop for Gen Z, 10.6. For millennials, 16.4. There's a big gap there, big drop. TV is down for Generation Z about an hour and a half, you know. So I'm really not surprised by that stuff. But if you look at it, the average, so television usage, this market where we've been doing our advertisement, where it's really kind of turning into the phone book of
mm-hmm.
of media entertainment, because like baby boomers are watching 24 hours a week on the average, Generation Z 13, you know.
Yeah.
So it is just like literally dropping drastically.
And if you didn't catch that, also smartphone usage is 50% higher than laptop usage among Gen Z. So if you don't already have a mobile ready site,
Oh, yeah. More than half the traffic. We passed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than half of the traffic coming to your website is from mobile devices. Mm-hmm. So I'll digress here a little bit, and you might be saying, well, what does that mean for me as long as my stuff's there? People calling you from a mobile device are looking for something different. And if you're having a hard time wrapping your brain around that, here is my explanation. If I'm sitting at home on my couch and I look up a tow truck, chances are I have some beater in my yard. I'm thinking about getting rid of it. A friend called me, needs some help, mm-hmm. blah, 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 something non-time sensitive. If I'm looking up tow truck from a phone, chances are I need a tow truck now.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's just a really good example of the different intentions that people are having when they search from a different device, you know. All right, so Generation Z and millennials. No surprise, Facebook is down. I'm not surprised about that. Facebook has been going down with regular usage, but it's by far not dead because people are still using it to create accounts. I'm guessing all these Gen Zs still have Facebook accounts,
mm-hmm.
and Facebook, just like everybody else, is learning to market people in different ways off of their site, you know, pixel tracking and stuff like that.
Yeah, what's a little bit interesting, I don't see any of the ones that they're going to as having an outstanding lead. I mean, Facebook has an outstanding lead in the social media market area, and the young kids who are switching over, there's five or six that they're switching to, and none of them have a commanding lead. Each one does a different function.
Right,
and
yeah.
They seem to be sharing that.
Right, yeah, they do, and that's kind of weird that, you know, a prime example of the shift in the way that people think is that maybe 10 years ago we were all looking for an app that had it all. We were all looking for a website mm-hmm. that had it all. Can we put it all in there? And really, a lot of these things, with Facebook being down, Instagram is up. Snapchat is up. You know, I'm not even sure why Vine's on here, but YouTube is up. Google Plus is down. That's not shocking. And then Twitter is running about the same. So what we're really seeing here is that instead of people wanting one app that does everything, they really like their little specified stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and the world kind of went back that way, you know. Music is a great comparison for this. I guess I used music last segment, but I'm going to use it again. If you look at music and it's sort of like underground versus corporate, now in the world of the internet, it might be a little bit different. But if you look historically, it tended to go like sort of corporate sales, and then people had enough and it went way underground. And then corporate sales, people had enough and it went like way underground. So you know, you had punk, and then you had like 80s hair metal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Backstreet Boys, and then you had like Nirvana. So you were getting like this sort of wave of, we've had enough of that. Everybody rebels against the previous generation,
yeah.
So I'm sure that's a factor, you know. So we might see the Everything app come back around.
Maybe.
The Everything app. Millennials and Gen Z are actively avoiding ads. Young men in particular are early adopters of ad-blocking software, which has 45 million users in the U.S., 41% increase in the past 12 months, and 15% market penetration. I am not surprised that these millennials, as they are tech-savvy, plus, you know, throughout my life, my kids are millennials. They're not Gen Z, but a lot of my ad-blocking skills have come from my kids,
mm-hmm.
basically coming in as I'm listening to Pandora, and they're just like, why are you listening to ads? And I'm all like, what?
Yeah. I think part of that is just we were raised before ad blocker. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no, that's just the way it is.
Right.
I mean, no one ever complained about commercials 20 years ago on TV. That's just the way it was.
Totally. And for those of you wondering why young men are better at blocking ads than young women, well, you can go ahead and use your imagination. All right. So, you know, hopefully this sort of gives you a little bit of insight into the fact that these generations are all very different from one another. Your product applies to one of them. Your service applies to one or several of them. And make sure you're not marketing to people who are not buying your stuff. You're listening to The Being Found Show. Come on back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, the host of The Conscious Living Show.
This is Carl Lindabot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right. Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon. Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Welcome back to the Being Found Show. We're talking about business and helping your small and medium-sized business get found on the web better. Because hopefully you're already somewhat involved with that. And if you're not somewhat involved with that, congratulations for being in business. It's really impressive. You know, it really is. You know, for a business to survive now and to have any sort of, like, growth, sustainability, mm-hmm. or reliability, to not be online, I'd be really impressed.
Well, I mean, I think over the last 15 to 20 years, a lot of businesses have depended on, you know, there's still a lot of word of mouth. They've got a good reputation.
Oh, that's true. They have their client lists from, you know, previous.
Yeah, but you won't see up-and-comers making it the way they're able to survive.
Yeah.
And you won't see that happening for another 20 years like it has been.
Yeah. And so that's actually kind of what we wanted. Jake and I were talking this week about covering, you know, the online marketing process from start to finish, and, like, where do we start with this? You know, like, how do you start with this? Do you start by discussing the phone call? Do you start by this? So I was sort of thinking you need to start with getting the right mindset, mm-hmm. of really sort of understanding what a growing business is. And my buddy Steve Marsh, he does this sort of, like, business coaching for carpet cleaners. And so he was a successful carpet cleaner and a single truck carpet cleaner. And so later he started doing marketing, and he has hundreds of clients around the country that he helps market their single truck carpet cleaning businesses. Mm-hmm. And he says that any small business that's sort of growing is basically split into four divisions. You got strategy, operations, business, and customers. So strategy would be sort of your plans and who you are. Operations would be the day-to-day tasks. Business would be, you know, making sure that the structure is in place, that you pay your bills and you do all that stuff. And customers would be gaining new customers. Mm-hmm. You know? But he says that the number one thing that he sees small and medium-sized business do is concentrate so heavily on operations.
Mm-hmm.
Because operations is an easily quantifiable number. I do the work, I get the money.
Yep.
You know, and I understand that bottom line, we all need to do the work and get the money, or there's no pants for our children, you know. That's the one I've been using over the years because, you know, when my kid was a baby, you know, you get free pants. And then diapers, you're all, man, diapers are expensive. And then they get older, and they, like, literally pants is like an awesome gauge of, like, how expensive kids can get over time. Because now my daughter's pants collection is, you know, she might have six pairs of pants in there, and it's probably worth $400 in pants.
Yeah, I'm still in the diaper phase, so.
Well, you'll grow out of
you're
it,
not
Jake.
For my kids.
Right. All right, so, you know, really the goal of the mindset here is to take a little bit of time out of your day and bring yourself out of just thinking about operations. And I know it's hard. You get tired at the end of the day, you know, especially if you're doing something physical or you're doing something where you're on your feet all day long. Or if you're like me and you do something where you think all day long, you know, there comes a point where I'm just all, nope, brain is not thinking of nothing. It like goes on strike, you know, it's just not going to happen. So if you can carve out a little bit of time where you have some ability to think outside of operations. And so how does one really think outside of operations? I would say focus on strategy and customers. Chances are your business aspect is doing good. You have some sort of foundation because that tends to be sucked up into operations. Mm-hmm. You know, I do the billing. I collect the bill. You know, that's kind of sucked up in there in the money. The part that gets abstract is when you're thinking about strategy and you're thinking about new customers. That's when you need your brain to be able to get a little bit of strategy. You know, so for what Jake and I do, you know, you're building a website, you're doing some SEO, you're ordering things, you're all of these things. Strategy, I kind of summed up for myself as saving clicks. You know, like I'm going to build this website and it's going to take me 100 clicks of my mouse. But if I can figure out how to get it done in 50 clicks, I can build two websites because a click takes an amount of time. You know, a click is a second, a click is a minute, a click is an hour, you know. And so strategy is squashing up that time so that your time can be used more effectively, allowing you to effectively use that time on more customers. Joe, this show's granddaddy, enlightened me to the term, you know, it's really those terms that are just like so stupid that really stick with you because you hear those terms and you go like, oh God, why didn't I think of that, you know? And he enlightened me to the term, I don't think he coined it, but trading dollars for hours. Or trading hours for dollars. And there's only so many hours in a day, and therefore there are only so many dollars. And, you know, Joe, being the big thinker that he is, wants to move away from dollars for hours entirely. Me, being the worker bee that I am, took that a little bit more as efficiency. If I can make my hours more effective and really get, you know, I always come back to Bruce Lee, his conservation of energy, you know, why block when your block can also be a strike, you know, the most amount of things done with one move. And so the more you can really apply that, but you have to be able to think in order to do that. So if you can carve out a little bit of that, and then once you have that extra time, that's where your extra customers go. So it's like if you're sitting there going right now, I'm totally full and I can't do any more. Well, look at your money that you're bringing in every month, and that is the amount of money that you're going to make for the rest of your life at best. You know, unless you think about strategy as a business owner and customers, you know, and if you're saying to yourself, I can't take it on anymore, well, then you just, you hit the escape velocity, you know.
Yeah, and I think those the two things you mentioned, the way Joe thinks and the way you think, they're pretty much exactly the same, but for the point where you say, well, you know, I'm completely strapped, even with all the strategies, this is the max, and then you hire someone else to take over that, and then you hire someone else to take over that. So that's kind of like, I mean, it's a continuum, but you kind of have to make the choice, do I want to scale up from here, or am I satisfied with the fact that I'm a pretty efficient guy right now?
Right, the funny thing about Joe is, like, he's all about providing his clients with no-risk marketing situations, but he does this while taking risk himself, you know? So it's like he alleviates his clients of having to take risks by taking his own risks because, like, he and I, it's like, I could use an employee right now, but until I have the capital to get the employee, I don't know if I could do it, but Joe would do it, and he would make it happen, you know, so... You know, I'm kind of impressed by that.
Yeah.
You know, and so I guess the message out there is be like Joe. You know?
I should add one more thing. So Joe suggested a book for reading. And if you're at that point in your business where you're at the point where you can't really come up with a better strategy, you're kind of plateauing, check out the book Mastering the Rockefeller Habits by a guy named Vern Harnish. And he kind of outlines a really pragmatic set of tools that you can use to scale up your business. And it's an outstanding book. Check it out.
Yeah, we were talking about it in a meeting the other day, and I made a note of it, and I forgot to get my hands on a copy. I might do that because I want to be a part of the conversation.
It's a four-hour audiobook, so it's brief.
Oh, that is brief. So really that's where you need to start. Are you in the mindset that you are going to grow your business? Are you in the mindset that, you know, a lot of people want to hire their marketer and say, I don't know, just do it for me while I go do this work? No. You have to be a little bit involved. You don't have to be hugely involved. But the more efficiently you're involved, the better. So get yourself in the mindset that you're going to start thinking a little bit about strategy. Strategy is how more effectively can I do my job in order to free up some time. And that you're going to start thinking about customers, and that is, how am I going to get more customers in? You're listening to The Ink Found Show. Come on back, and we're going to talk about a couple of tools with getting started as well.
Extreme Bulls, Bullfighters Only, Barrels, Chuck Wagon Races, and Kids Mutton Busting. Wednesday, May 15th, the bull riding returns to the Reading Rodeo sponsored by Crown Motors. Opening night is wild with extreme bull riding, matching the toughest bulls with top-notch competitors. Speed and grace with women's barrel racing, insane Chuck Wagon Racing, and Kids Mutton Busting. Count on Reading Rodeo for action-packed thrills and excitement. Book your tickets for Bull Riding Rodeo and Steak Feed at ReadingRodeo.com or at the Rodeo Ticket Office.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Back to you with the Being Found Show. We are talking about not only businesses and helping businesses find an online buying market, but specifically we're talking about getting started with the right mindset for your marketing process. And so whenever we talk about a marketing process or some sort of specific task, it's good to follow it up with some tools. And I sort of made a little list here, but Jake, what if... if somebody were starting a business, what would be the first tool? Or if you were starting a business, and I'm not talking marketing, I guess it might be marketing and business, but any kind of business, mm-hmm. what would be the first tool that you suggested to them?
Easily Google Analytics and Google Webmaster. One, they're free.
They are free.
Two, you may not understand everything right off the bat, but you definitely want to have that historic collection of analytics on the website for when you do figure out how to read
right.
what Google's telling you. It's
right, right, collecting the data so that you can historically look back at it.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have to know how to understand it now, but in the future you have to have something to look at.
And yes, and it's so comprehensive that if you decide to get maybe a paid tool down the road, they're going to use that data probably. They're going to ask to hook up to that because Google's, they're just a very capable data collection company.
Right, and easily the largest search engine.
Oh, yeah.
By and large, yeah. You know, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
No?
Given all the project, I agree with you. I totally agree with you, and it was on my short list here as well. I thought you were maybe going to say Trello doing all the, or some sort of project management
yeah.
software so that you can track all your stuff.
Mm.
You know, that's where I thought you were going to go.
You know, that's an important one, too. I went marketing and not project management. But, mm-hmm. yeah, Trello is another great tool. I mean, it lets you set up a little checklist, and you get to move your cards down as you complete your tasks.
Yeah, we've talked about it here on the show, and I think I referred to it as fun. You know, I mean, it's as fun as project management can be. You know, you're
yeah.
dragging your thing around, changing some colors, you know, I mean.
And it's simple. It's like a felt board simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what makes it so effective, I think.
Yeah. So here on my short list, of course, I had analytics, and for precisely that reason, the reason why I was thinking maybe not on the analytics was, and don't get me wrong, when I say maybe not, I mean as the first tool that I give to people. Yes, if you have a website, you need to have analytics on there, probably prior to launching it.
Yeah.
Was because it can be so complex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. There are people out there with whole careers making six figures that really couldn't tell you how to fix your computer at all, but they know analytics like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it can be very complex, but if you learn the little simple things, you can really find some important stuff there to help your business and to sort of see how well you're doing. So when you do hire a marketing company, you can say, all right, well, we're doing good here. You mm-hmm. know, and that was the tool that I also came up here on my short list was Bright Local.
Yep.
because Bright Local is inexpensive. I think I have the second tier Bright Local account. I think I pay like $35 a month, so I think it's probably about $20 for somebody who's just doing one to three locations or something like that. You know, of course, I'm pumping my clients through there, so I'm paying the next level up.
Mm-hmm.
But what it really gives you as a business owner is you put in your keywords, and it tells you where you're showing up. And that's absolutely great. It's a simple, quantifiable number. The problem with that, I think, is that in the long run, businesses enjoy that simple quantifiable number, and they become too dependent on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll start to see that drop, but they don't understand that in their analytics, their time and conversion and traffic is all up. But just because the one word that they were hoping to rank for isn't ranking, you know, they're not really understanding that we're not trying to rank for a word. We're trying to rank for whatever people are searching for to get to us.
Yeah, to use any tool in a vacuum could be dangerous.
Right.
You should definitely consider it with other tools.
Right. So the tool that I came up with as being my number one tool that I would suggest any business owner get in the beginning is a whiteboard. I know it's not very fancy, and I know it's not very technological, but I would say a dry erase whiteboard.
Yeah.
They are invaluable, and they are constant reminders of what needs to be done and what you should be doing. So what you need to do is get yourself a whiteboard, and at the top of it, write, stop thinking about only operations.
That's right.
And then you will have fulfilled this whole segment here, you know. A whiteboard is like a place for you to brainstorm. And really, that's kind of what you need to be doing. So down one side, you put the tasks you need done for that day, because you got to be realistic. Days have to get tasks done. I got a big list of it when I get home. I'm supposed to be figuring out something with JavaScript I have no idea how to do, but I can guarantee by the end of the day I will, because it's on my whiteboard.
Yeah.
You know. But on the other side, give yourself some space to dream, you know. I don't know if you remember, but back when you started your business, you had some dreams about success.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't so beaten down by the day-to-day operations and, you know, the ankle biters that are running around everybody's feet. You know, you had some dreams. Those dreams are still there, and those dreams are viable. You just need to put aside a little bit of time in order to pursue them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. What are some other tools, you know, people would need to track their, like CRM, you know, might be good for some types of businesses. You know, it really kind of comes down to what types of businesses you are. Service-based business, CRMs can be very important.
You know? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But a product-based business, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong, a CRM is still important, but a product is a little less based on the interaction.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I think we've brought this up in the show before, but if you're a product-based business, considering a tool like MailChimp to create a mailing campaign, tracking whether or not people are abandoning their carts.
Right. Yeah, that is. Yeah, you talked about this a couple of shows back, and I really kind of was a little bit blown away. So basically you're connecting your, I don't know, it's about to get techie here, you're connecting your API to MailChimp so that they're seeing what the interaction is from your registered users.
Yeah, and just so everyone's aware, I'm the least techie person in my industry, and what an API key is basically a secret code that connects one thing to another, so no one can steal it.
That was very techie, Jake.
Was it?
I don't know.
I just said secret code, like secret I'm in World code. War II.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, totally. That's funny. All right. So today we ran over some news. We ran over those crazy millennials, or the new millennials known as Generation Z. What's going to come next? Or is that full circle? Are we going generation?
We're going with spreadsheets. I think AA is next.
AA is next. You know, there was a Dr. Seuss book about the letters of the alphabet beyond Z, and I remember it was one of my favorites as a kid. And about the marketing process, you know, you've been listening to the Being Found show. Thank you for checking us out. Check us out online at beingfound.com.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
from the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The Ohio Department of Health notified Planned Parenthood that their state funding would end on April 20th. You see, this follows 3 years after a pro-life law protecting the lives of unborn babies was upheld in Ohio. This new law requires the department to ensure that state and certain federal funds are not used to perform or promote non-therapeutic abortions. Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Ohio for defending the right of the unborn and encourages other states to follow suit. Pray for those who have and will be affected by the tragedy of abortion.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, every Thursday night at 6 p.m., right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.